Welcome back. Nighttime Live continues here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris along with Scott Sorum. And I got a Facebook post yesterday from Diane Miller over at the High Plains Reader. And is this really exciting? A good friend of the show's, Amanda Standalone, is getting ready to watch a TV show on St. Patrick's Day because it is going to feature her music on the credits. And she joins us right now here on KFGO. Amanda, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
HBO, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
What? Well, first of all, how did HBO find you?
Well, it's actually, I licensed the song to a company called Sky Mackerel Films. And so they're producing these documentaries that Maria Shriver is kind of, it's a thing called Women Pushing Back from the Brink. So it's a series of documentaries, I believe, about kind of social issues and things like that. So I guess the lady who was the producer went into iTunes, and we have stuff on iTunes and all kinds of other places digitally, you know. So she was typing stream of consciousness words into the iTunes search bar, and then she found my song and thought it worked for it. So,
well, we'll play a portion of the song here in just a few moments, but it's for a documentary called Paycheck to Paycheck, The Life and Times of Katrina Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a real person? Documentary?
Yep.
It has to be then, right?
Yeah. It was actually, I was explained to me that it's called a one-shot documentary. So they didn't have any, it's not really like, you know, fancy. It's like, I think one person followed this woman around with a camera. And mm-hmm. So it's very kind of raw feeling. I've seen kind of the trailers and stuff, and it's pretty, you know, it's like the realist of the real in reality television, I guess.
Now, Bird Flew Hard is the name of the song. Is it mm-hmm. you or the Pastry Shop Girls with you? Or?
It's the Pastry Shop Girls. I wrote the song, but then, yeah, the performance on the CD and that what's going to be on there includes us and also Haley Thiel. Or Haley Rydell, sorry, I got the wrong
yes,
name.
Oh, yes, there you go.
Haley Rydell, sorry.
Haley Thiel, I got it wrong. I remember her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong list.
Well, so did, when you got a hold of the, first of all, when did you first get wind that HBO was interested?
In November, I believe I looked at the message last night because I'm kind of like double taking in a way. So I was looking back at all this. A series of events in a way, and it was November 21st, I believe, I was first contacted.
Okay, so this was right after you were on the show last time, because you did that Widow's Lament song, where it was the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald
the response song. It probably around that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so right afterwards. Well, this is pretty cool. How do the girls take it?
Oh, they're thinking it's pretty awesome. We've been kind of, you know, not playing around so much and stuff like that because Minda moved to Grand Forks, and then Abby is full-time student teaching right now. So it's kind of been this thing where it's like, because, you know, we recorded that album in 2010, I believe. So it's been a few years, and so it's kind of weird to have it, like, come back around this far, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years later now, you know? And so, yeah, we're, like, kind of, we're going to be playing some shows in May and stuff, I think. Even one at maybe we're at Abby's student teaching, possibly. And then we're playing a birthday party. You know what I mean? It's like we're going to always probably play, you know what I mean? Play together. But I think we're kind of doing one of these like diversion things. But okay. They're totally excited too. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, we feel like probably feel a little bit like hometown heroes here for a little second.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should. You should. Absolutely. Tell us what the song's about.
Well, I wrote it kind of after I had been out in the world for some time, I guess I call it that because my family's from here and I grew up here and stuff. And I was living in Pittsburgh, and I had some situations that happened to me where I had to come home. And it's one of those things where you're just like, you're kind of cruising and you're young and you're just, and so that's what the song is about, is when you kind of, when you kind of start to realize like what you can and can't do. And I think that's kind of what it's about, I guess. It's kind of,
don't worry, by the way, everybody bumps that.
Yeah. The huge humongous thing of pens that you have. There's 3 different cups of pens.
You'd be surprised. Some days you can't find a pen in this studio.
Oh, that's funny.
Chris Kurzman is here from the Arts Partnership still. Do you have a question to him?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm curious as to do you have any idea what do you think will happen from this? What sort of response will you get?
I don't know. I mean, it's really one of those things where I'm like, I said this in the interview, like the other interview, where it's like, the only thing I can think to do right now is to like make myself contactable, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like as accessible as possible. But I really don't know. I talked to a music industry professor at MSUM, and he said the day and age of people breaking through with just because they license music on, you know, a TV show or like a theme song is kind of over, or whatever is what he said. So, I mean, it could go either way, but I do think if anything, it's motivated myself more than anything. And I think that's kind of what's more, going to be more effective is more what I do, you know, not necessarily what the world does, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's kind of what I'm thinking.
But 4 months before it just amazes me the amount of time in between when they first contacted you and then said, okay, here we go.
I think mostly that is just because they have to do so much paperwork. And so like the first contract was one thing, and then the second set of contracts was another thing, and then you know what I mean? There was like three things I had to like sign and read over and do all that stuff. And you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's a process for them as well, you know, because they have to make sure I'm sure they have to like register everything with the performing rights societies and do all this other stuff. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. They have one guy that does that. You know what I mean? The music licensor, that's his only job.
So it's pages, you know? And pages and pages you had to read through?
No, I mean, they weren't that bad. They were pretty, like, as the music industry professor, he said, they're pretty standard, you know.
So. Amanda Standalone is our guest tonight here on KFGO. Bird Flew Hard is going to be featured on Paycheck to Paycheck over the opening credits on HBO coming up on March the 17th. Of course, that's St. Paddy's Day. When we come back, we'll talk more with her. But we got to take this break and be, and we'll hear a little bit of the song, too, and a little later on here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Nighttime Live continues here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Amanda Standalone, our special guest, caught my eye from Diane Miller yesterday that Amanda's song Bird Flew Hard is going to be featured in the opening closing credits, too, for Paycheck to Paycheck, a documentary coming up on St. Paddy's Day. That's Is that Monday?
That is Monday.
Monday, okay. And we were talking about the process, about how long. How about the fact... Now, I don't want any amounts, okay? Don't give me any dollar amounts. But how do you get paid for this? What's going to happen there?
I got paid for the initial licensing already, so I already received that. And then after that, the film company is pretty much scot free, you know. And then, but every time the thing airs, I guess there'll be a royalty. So I don't know. They say that it takes 6 months after the thing initially airs before you get paid, it gets processed.
I'm just real curious because you've been on the show several times and you write some really wonderful stuff and you've got a great, don't mean to embarrass you, but I think you've got a great, beautiful voice.
I don't know if that's embarrassing at all. Thank you very much.
What, what were they, when they first heard that, what was it, the song or your voice that they heard?
I'm not sure. I think it might be the words. I feel like for this, especially just because of the context of the movie, but I mean, it probably doesn't hurt that I have I'm singing and then I have these two songbirds behind me, you know, too. So that's kind of cool. And I don't know. There's probably, it's a combo of things, I suppose.
When you sign this now, this contract or this licensing. What happens now? I mean, could they possibly come back to you and ask for more then, the more songs, or do you know what happens there?
If they want to, I suppose.
Is this for each individual song, maybe I should say?
As far as what do you...
About licensing.
Well, I mean, they have to contact me for all of it. I mean, they have to contact me each time if they were ever to use the thing. But the way that licensing works is that I didn't sell the song to them. So they can't use it again in anything outside of the context of that film. So then I guess how it works, like I still own all the rights to the song. I didn't sell the rights to it. It was licensed for a one-time single use.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking of something like, because last time you were here, I mentioned you did a Widow's Lament, mm-hmm. and you did a cappella in studio, which mm-hmm. was beautiful. And should next November roll around and they hear that and they go, oh yeah, that'd be good for an Edmund, part of our Edmund Fitzgerald special, they'd have to go through that whole process again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Do you want to listen to this?
Yeah.
I do,
fine.
I know.
Yeah, if you guys want to hear it, let the world hear it.
Do you remember how long it took you to write this?
I don't know. I think this one kind of came to me pretty fast. And I think the biggest thing about it is like, I just remember we used to have this big picture window at my friend Missy's house in Sabin, Minnesota. And we used to, every single, like probably once a week when we were hanging out, a bird would just fly right into that thing.
Oh.
And so that's kind of like the context of where that came from.
All right.
And it's like, that's the metaphor, you know? Just
this
hitting
is
the wall.
Amanda Standalone and the Pastry Shop Girls. Mm-hmm. And this is Bird Flew Hard, mm-hmm. which is going to be featured on HBO Monday night. Here we go, folks, on KFGO. What harmonies, too.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Aren't they amazing?
Folks, I wish we had a TV camera in here because you sat there and kind of closed your eyes and swayed to the music as it was going on. Is it satisfying to hear your music, even after all the many times you've probably heard it or performed it?
I don't know. I think, yeah, I guess. That's a toughie. Makes me sound like a jerk if I say yes.
No, I wouldn't.
I think it's more so, I feel like there's like a rhythm I think I have. It's like kind of lilty, you know what I mean? It's like a lilting thing, and I hear it, and it's kind of just relaxing to me, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It makes me feel, it's calming and peaceful to me.
When you first heard that they were going to use it for the credits and not the whole song, did you go, oh crap, why not the whole song?
Well, I would love it if it was the whole song, but I'm wondering which part it is, because I have a feeling it's the beginning of it, but I don't even know. I've never, I mean,
oh, really?
I don't have no idea. Until Monday, you know? Yeah.
So they kind of have free reign on that as far as,
yeah,
after they license it, they got free reign as far as which portions and stuff.
Yeah, even like the part of it is they said up to 90 seconds. So it was even like there was a time constraint there and stuff. So
I know you're excited. I can see the smile on your face. Tell me about your family and friends when they heard this was going to happen.
Oh, what's funny about that? When I first heard about it, I really honestly didn't think it was real for a really long time. And of course I told my dad about it, and then he goes and just starts telling the world, and I was like, no, I don't know if it's real. And he was just like, he thought I was being weird, you know, to be cautious. And I have a slightly high level of paranoia when it comes to things like that. Because, I mean, honestly, it's kind of surreal in a way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm in the middle of nowhere in a way. But it's the internet, you know, it's like, you know, the world is a little different and, you know, not that fantastic. But I do feel like, it's kind of everybody was really excited. And I think everybody's like, I have a lot of people around me right now who are showering me with a lot of help. I don't know how to explain it. I just have such good friends and people around me who are just like really rooting for me. You know what I mean? And really like, I have a friend in Oakland who's building me a website right now. Her name is Rosie Mester Hazy. Hi, Rosie. And then I have, artsy folks. My friend Amber took a bunch of pictures for this website. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just feel, I don't know how to explain it, but I just feel like surrounded by people who love me to pieces. And I really rooting for me in this, you know, trying to get me out there and stuff, you know?
Well, this is amazing. I mean, I'm just so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, this is, and every time you've come on here, and I mentioned this, and I don't know if I did it on the air or not, but the last time you were here with the Widow's Lament, I got several phone calls and a couple of emails about how that a cappella voice of yours was just, you know, fantastic. So, you got a good backing around here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Midwest and Fargo.
Now I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see what movie Alien Brain of the Jugular Vein appears in.
Oh yeah, Spaceballs.
This is KFGO Fargo. It's 9 o'clock. CBS News is coming up next Friday night, and this is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're holding over Amanda standalone because we still have a few things we got to get discussed here before we turn her loose for the night. Her song called I Got It Here, Bird Flew Hard, is going to be featured on an HBO special. It's a documentary, I should say, called Paycheck to Paycheck. It's going to happen on Monday. And Amanda, we forgot to mention that next week, is it free programming for the entire week on HBO? Is that the deal?
Yes, it is. It's from Monday to Monday. Right. They're going to offer free streaming on not only the HBO website, but also on, I can't remember if it's Shriver, it's Maria Shriver's website, I believe. They're going to offer it there. So that's a .org.
Oh, okay. Shriver, so it's not the channel itself. It'll be on the computer stream.
It will also be on HBO. So both websites will have it offered free streaming. So
okay. So make sure you look that up, folks, and check that out. And check a computer or a TV guide near you.
Yeah. And then the producer of the show contacted me yesterday because I wrote to her and I was like, can you please tell me that this is actually, you kept the song in the film, because I was kind of worried that I was going to like drum up all this, like, you know, whatever. And then all of a sudden on Monday rolls around and it was, you know, a Beatles tune or something. You know what I mean?
Nothing gives you a kick in the gut when you brag up about something coming up and then it doesn't happen.
And then it doesn't happen. Yeah, that was my whole thing. So I contacted her and I was like, can you please like confirm that that's... And my cousin, honestly, my cousin saw it in Missoula too. The premiere was in Missoula, Montana.
Oh, really?
So my cousin's already seen it.
Okay. So they know what part of the song they use it.
She kind of told me.
We have to wait till Monday night, folks.
We will have to wait till Monday night.
You know how many times this is gonna air? Do you know?
I have no clue. No, okay. That's all. I haven't even seen it. Like, that's what I was asked yesterday. Like, they're like, so what's the film? I was like, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Why didn't they allow you to come to the premiere? They should have paid your way out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what it is. What it is. How about that?
Amanda Standalone, our special guest here tonight on KFGO. How is the music going? I mean, are you still writing stuff? Are you still?
I've been on the writer's block, but it's coming back to me. I started writing some more. I've been out in Love Lake for a couple few weeks.
And Excuse me?
I'm staying at a house on Love Lake, and so I'm in the middle of nowhere, which is pretty cool. So I have a little time to kind of deal with life.
It'd be nicer if there's no snow, though.
Oh, yeah. Tell me that again. No, it's it's winter out there, so it's kind of ridiculous. But so I've been kind of getting back into the writing thing. I've also been more so. I have so much stuff I haven't recorded. You know, mm-hmm. Like there's so much out there. I mean, I can't even think about that. And so I've also started to record with my friend Mike out in Hewitt, Minnesota. He has a little bit of a place out there that I like mm-hmm. to go to, and so I'm recording some stuff with him. So hopefully that'll be done soon. So I mean, it's going somewhere. It's just like I feel like there's this weird like thing where I have to like get cleared out. You know, like I have to take care of the songs that have not been taken care of. You know, have to record them. You know, put them out there.
And it's like me in my utility room. It's got to be cleaned out.
It's got to be cleaned out. Yeah. If you don't get it out of there, you can't put anything new in there. No. You know.
I forgot to ask you when you said you knew about this back in November. Were you sworn to secrecy? You said you told your dad, but I mean.
No, I wasn't at all. No, they it was a very pretty laid back process. The people were very nice. You know, the guy I talked to on the phone, bit very nice to me. You know what I mean? They were very kind, and I think it's also, you know, the type of movie it's not like a bunch of like it's not like a flashy, you know, thing. It's kind of like a social commentary, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think the kind of people that do things like that have a little bit more, you know, mm-hmm. they're down to earth. They don't need you to, you know, hide in a hole or whatever until, you know.
Bird flew hard into the window. I have to tell you a true story, right? Right? This is the true story. I'll never forget this. I was with my grandfather. And we were up in a little town called Holt, Minnesota, north of Thief River Falls. Mm-hmm. And he uses we were splitting wood, but he uses a deal that's big strapped to his tractor, and then it spins this deal, and you just put it in there, blah, blah. And while we were doing this, this bird, woodpecker, goes down, flies, bam, right into his garage window, and falls flat.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that.
Yeah, but then Grandpa goes over and he picks it up, and thank God he had his gloves on.
Because that thing went wild, I bet.
Because he woke up and he left a little present in his hands.
That is not surprising.
Oh, so once in a while they make it.
Yeah, that's my thing about it is like that's kind of the name, the sense of the song is like, you know, yeah, my wings are torn and my wings are tattered, but I'll never fly that low again. It's just like that, you know. I'm not going there anymore. I'm done.
Where do the ideas for your songs come in, personal things? Or?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. They have. I try to get out of that, you know, try to go somewhere else, but then it's just really I can't make stuff up very well. You know, I have an imagination, but it's like mostly from, you know, things that I've experienced, or I think it's. A lot of, I think, what my writing, I don't know if this is going to be true for the future, but I think a lot of what my writing was is like processing things, you know what I mean? Because I used to do all kinds of nutso stuff. I was a crazy kid, you know? My poor mother. I mean, I was all over the place, you know? Literally, all over the place.
We play a number of different instruments too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have piano, and I sing, and I play guitar, and, you know, accordion, and washtub, and clarinet and stuff like that.
Violin.
I forgot about that one. I've been kind of forgetting about that one.
But how versatile is that? I mean, can you keep them all? I mean, I know this is a stupid question because you obviously can keep them all straight, but how does one keep them all straight as far as how to play all these different instruments?
Well, I mean, it's all a matter of an understanding theory, you know, music theory and, you know, kind of.
Yeah, but I'm a man. I'll never get it.
Music theory is very mathematic and stuff. It's all about relative things and relationships. So, I mean, once you figure that stuff out, it's kind of, you just, you know, I usually like, you know, the idea is that I'll write stuff on piano and then all the rest of it, you know, I'll just put it to other instruments and see which one fits the best.
So you scribble down little notes then on paper?
Absolutely not.
All in the head?
All in the head. Mostly, yeah, because I mean, most of my stuff, if you hear this stuff, like all of my stuff is probably like four chords, you know, it's not anything fancy. Hmm. It's mostly accompanied to the voice, I think, a lot of what I, you know, when I think about it.
Well, we're going to take another break here. Amanda's with us until the 9:30. And if you got a question, by the way, you can call. You want
yeah.
A question, 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346. And while we take this break, I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil handy because we're going to tell you about Amanda's new website. It's not up quite yet, but we want to give the address. You know where it's at. You're listening to Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Blackbird fly right into the window.
Blackbird singing in the dead of the night.
Sarah McLachlan's Virgin there on the Mighty 790 KFGO. You know, there's nobody can do that song wrong.
Oh, I think there's all kinds of people who can do that song.
I mean, besides me a moment ago.
There's all kinds of people who can do all kinds of songs wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name who and what, but yeah, we'll.
Will you tell me off mic?
I might. I can give you a list of things that I've heard where I'm just like, no.
I don't know if Tom Green would do that song too well.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I didn't mean that. I mean, Crosby, Stills, and Nash did that. It was a beautiful version, and Sarah's was a great version. And, of course, the Beatles did one.
Yeah, and that one was pretty good, too.
We're with Amanda Standalone here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And we're talking about the HBO special, or the documentary, I should say, that is coming up on Monday night, Paycheck to Paycheck, The Life and Times of Katrina Gilbert. And it's going to feature her song, Bird Flew Hard.
You have a hard time with that today.
Get me home, please. Bird Flew Hard, performed by... Is it Amanda and the Pastry Shop Girls, or it's just the Pastry Shop
Girls? Amanda Standalone and the Pastry Shop Girls.
Okay. I want to make sure I got that correct. And that is going to be coming up Monday night. You got a website you said you're developing.
Yeah, my friend is doing it for me. Right, I don't know if you went go there. It says under construction, you know, but it's going to be www.amandastandalone.com.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's, you know, we decided to get creative with it. so that's pretty simple. I did this photo shoot that was amazing the other day. I went to this museum. It's kind of like an oddities museum, and we did all these different things. And
no, wait a minute, where's that at?
In Hewitt.
In Hewitt, okay.
Yeah, in Hewitt, Minnesota. It's really cool. They have it's called the Hewitt Historical Society, and it's an old schoolhouse, and it's really beautiful. I mean, it's really awesome. But we did this photo shoot, and it was, I don't know how to explain it. It was incredible. I mean, there's just because of the lighting in the place, and like there's just a lot of like old items, like old scissors, old glasses, old medical equipment.
Well, kind of a medical oddity type thing?
Well, no, it's not like that far, but they just have these like scenes with mannequins in there that like one of them is like in a hospital bed, and then there's like a nurse mannequin, and then there's all these like weird like, you know, old items, and it's just really, it's a really amazing place. But there's also, you know, there's cast iron pans and just a really cool, awesome place.
I can't wait to see that photo shoot then. That's going to be on the website.
Well, not the whole thing. We just got some really good ones, you know, and they're going to be there. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yep, by the way, there you go. I just went to it. Amanda Standalone, coming soon, it says.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Tomorrow or the next day. We're trying to get it done before the thing on Monday. I mean, it's probably, I don't know. As I've said before, not very... I think I kind of have an energy that messes computers up because I seriously have a lot of problems. I mean, things just fly around on there. I don't really know what's going on. I'm getting better at it, but I'm hoping that somebody will, help me with that. I hope I can probably do it myself. I'd like to do that stuff myself, you know.
I always hear about people wanting to know about your music, and can you get it? And I know you mentioned CD Baby, right?
CD Baby, but we have iTunes. We're on iTunes, and like there's one, Amazon.com, and there is, I'm trying to think of what else, because like what CDBB does is they kind of they do digital distribution for you, mm-hmm. so you don't have to deal with that. And then, you know, that's kind of what their thing is.
See, this kind of stuff spins my brain, because this is all fairly new. And I mean, I'm an old guy. I can't understand some of the stuff sometimes. I still go to get the CD bargain bin, you know, at
I go to the
stores.
Library still.
Oh, yeah.
The CDs at the library. That's awesome.
And I've got a Nook now.
Oh, that's wild. You can get stuff on there.
And
though.
So, and every, I think the thing is like once a month, you get like free songs,
That's awesome.
So I programmed that in.
That's pretty fun. See? Yeah. My dad is better at the computer than I am. And he has the music. He has like 7 different things. He'll have Pandora, Groove Shark, and all these things. And I'm just like, I don't even know how to deal with that.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of Groove Shark.
Yeah, he's into it.
I've heard Pandora, but I've not heard of Groove Shark.
Yeah.
What's next? What's on tap for you?
Besides
the big shoe.
That is pretty much, I'm playing a show on Friday. I'm going to do a free show at the Red Raven. Me and Diane is going to open it, and then I'm going to play, and Minda's probably going to join me. I'm not sure that Abby can make it. She's pretty busy with the teaching business and stuff. So I'm just going to play a free show here, and then I'm going to be playing something called the All-Star Song. It's a Hootenanny, and it's at the Harriet Brewing Company on April 10th. So that's another
Harriet Brewing Company.
Lake Harriet Brewing.
Lake Harriet. Okay.
Yeah, Lake Harriet Brewing. It's in Minneapolis. It's on kind of near Minnehaha Avenue and Lake Street. So Okay. Yeah, they have this really amazing tap room there, and it's this guy. I met him when I did the Pete Seeger tribute about 3 weeks ago in the cities, and he just came up to me after I got done performing and was like, "You want to play a songwriter thing tomorrow?" And so I went to the songwriter thing and I played one song, but usually it's like a round robin. They have like 4 different songwriters. And
how cool is that, though?
Oh, it's so amazing.
I mean, literally, not just to be in the presence of these people, but to say, "Hey, you want to come and join us for some music?" I mean, that's got to feel great.
Oh, it's awesome. It's really awesome. It's just everything is just like this validation that it's like okay for me to pursue it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, because honestly, it's so hard to. sustain yourself being a musician. It's like, you know, it's kind of very difficult, and it's been very hard to stick with it in a way.
You talked about Diane. She's got like what, 8, 9, 10 groups she's on in.
Yeah.
But you've had just Amanda solo. You've had this Pastry Shop Girls. You've got Alien Brain.
Well, that's kind of done too.
Is it done?
Yeah, I think so.
Man, I tell you what, we still run a promo of that call we got that night.
I know, it's so funny.
Yeah. A guy call us and say that was one of the best hours he's ever heard on radio.
So, yeah, some things just have their time. You know, it's hard to organize that many people. It really is. I mean, like it's enough to have like 2-3 chicks in a band, but like to have 7 people, it was a little much there.
We
I
had
love everybody.
7 in here.
Yeah, it was 7 people.
And washboard with cow horns on it too. You know, I mean, it was a real interesting night.
Oh yeah, I love the jug band thing, and like every year I've been playing that Battle of the Jug Bands. The first time I ever played it was when I was 17 years old, and so you know what I mean. Like it's kind of like this tradition of things that's in the cities, and so that's how that started. Actually, it was just for the competition, but then we just kept going. So.
That's pretty neat, Amanda. Standalone. Just a couple more minutes to go here on KFGO. you mentioned you're playing next Friday at the Red Raven.
Yeah, Friday the 21st from 7 to. It's going to be probably 7 to 10, I'm guessing. But like, yeah, that sounds about right. And then, yeah, it's going to be free. We'll probably pass a hat or something like that, kind of do it New Orleans style. Mm. I just kind of wanted to play a show and,
Leave the guitar case open at the front of the stage.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I don't know how they do it.
We're busking inside because we're in North Dakota. It's too cold.
But Red Raven is always really a neat place to play.
Oh, I love that place. It's really like one of my favorite coffee shops. I love the people that work there. I like the, organization of the business, the collective idea. That's really cool. And then, there's all kinds of good stuff about that place. And, you know, espresso, Americanos, my thing.
And
totally.
Hot chocolate for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that, in case folks don't realize it, that's right across the street from McDonald's on Main, right?
Yeah, it's actually, that old firehouse. And it's a really cool space. I really like how they did that. And the little tiny stage, and I hope that people can fill it up. That'd be great.
Oh, they'll fill it up.
It's free.
They'll fill it up. And is it just Diane, or she got Tom with her?
I don't know what she's going to do. I kind of just left it up to. I decided to had to do this last minute, and then I was just like, "You want to do this?" Because we were talking, you know, because she interviewed me for that thing in the HPR. So I was just kind of mentioned I was going to do a show, and then I was just like, "What a great idea!" You know, have two kind of strong ladies doing a show together. I think that sounds like a great idea.
That's actually neat. That's really neat. Mm-hmm. Once again, Amanda Standalone and Monday night, St. Patty's Day. HBO is where to check it out. The special is once again called Paycheck to Paycheck, The Life and Times of Katrina Gilbert, that documentary. Her song, Bird Flew Hard,
mm-hmm.
Smiling.
Got it.
I got it that right. And the Pastry Shop Girls are going to be featured there. By the way, you said you didn't see the Pastry Shop Girls a whole lot because they're kind of spread out now.
Right? Oh, yeah, but Minda's going to be here for the show and stuff, and I'm going to see Abby tonight. I mean, we hang out a lot, but it's, you know what I mean? The music thing is kind of one of those things where it's my thing, you know, in a way, like I'm not trying to like discount because like their obvious contribution was great and whatever, but it's time for me to travel and it's time for me to kind of. Mm-hmm. Go.
Spread your wings and fly.
Yeah,
fly
I guess hard. So. Really hard, but hopefully high enough so that I don't crash into anything. We hope for these things. But I think it's kind of, yeah, it's just time for me to go. Mm-hmm.
Best of luck to you.
Why, thank you.
You've always been a whole lot of fun on this show.
Thank you very much.
And anytime and I'm sure you'll be back.
I'll be back. Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, we always come back home.
And the brain, never going to come. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, I never say never.
Okay. Amanda Standalone, our special guest here tonight on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Once again, coming soon, Amanda Standalone, and it's spelled just that way, Amanda Standalone. It's all one word.
All one word.
It's coming soon to your website on the webpage, the internet, so make sure you check that out. Take care, kiddo.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're coming up at 9:20.